To thank all the delegations and excellencies for excellent interventions, and there were only one specific question, but I will try to respond to that question as well as react to the reflections from the floor in relation to the four comments together. And these four comments I'll frame in terms of four C's: cooperation, coherence, collaboration, and creative compliance. And let me briefly unpack all these four elements. I mean, we heard almost consensus within the room that international cooperation is very critical in this field, of course, about all the challenges. But how do we achieve international cooperation when states have diverse needs and interests? In my view, that will require developing a common understanding based on common values. And I think human rights, including the right to development, should provide that basis to develop common understanding, in my view. States would also, in practical terms, would need to give and take, because cooperation only works when accommodation is possible. And then I think this framework convention has to be responsive to the needs of small island countries. I think there was a specific question, in my view. So because those flexibilities have to be inbuilt into the system, because all the states are not the same in terms of how much resources they can generate. The second issue is coherence is very vital, and we saw already that there could be potential conflict in relation to trade and investment agreements or how you're trying to attract FDI. The third is collaboration is very vital to avoid the race to the bottom. And finally, corporations are very good at doing creative compliance. So whenever we have the convention in place, the question is how to ensure that companies are not able to just tick box and still keep doing what they have been doing before the covenant. Thank you.
I thank you, sir, Mr. Deva, for your interaction. And now